Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It's taken 18 months for Conan Moccasin to come up with his debut album, Please Turn Me Into the Snat, and the results are certainly out there. There are unicorns in uniforms, a quadrupus, and a chode. It's not surprising then to find out that the album was actually recorded not only in East Sussex, where Conan now spends part of his time, but also in an abandoned haunted house in Wellington. All very strange. Conan Moccasin joins us now. Well, Conan, welcome along. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks, Damien.
I've got to say, now I've managed to have a few listens to the album over the last couple of days, and I've got to say, the first time I put it on, I just went, "What the? I don't quite understand this." And it's not in a bad way, but it's not top 40, is it?
I hope it is.
You hope it is. It's. I mean, what I'm saying, we're not talking about sort of 3 minute pop songs with verse chorus bridge. First chorus, are we?
No. The sort of idea was to just to record it as I went. So rather than recording a bunch of tracks or songs and picking the favourite ones and then putting them in order, I just started from the start and went through. So it kind of almost sounds like, I guess, sort of like an instrumental with the odd kind of pop track or whatever in between.
Yeah. Because I was thinking at one point, I thought this sounds like it sounds like in parts like a soundtrack, because the instrumental sort of thing does have that soundtracky sort of feel in bits.
Yeah,
and I sort of felt it felt like maybe a collection of B-sides from the White Album or something. Right. You know, right. it was really hard to describe, and there's obviously some music playing underneath us now. People at home can get an idea. What were your influences, do you think, for this album?
So my last sort of stuff's been obviously really. Quite a lot of it heavily influenced by Jimi Hendrix, like the old sort of, and the Moccasins, like the kind of a three-piece band, get lots of guitar and stuff. But this one, I don't really even listen to much music because I think it might be laziness. I just don't collect it. I don't have an iPod or anything like that, and I've got a laptop, but it's just got a few things that people chuck on there. But I don't really, maybe there's a few things. I think the instrumentally sort of thing was, I think it was just that I like soundtracks, so. As close to a soundtrack as possible.
Because it's as I say, I mean, you know, your earlier stuff was quite bluesy, quite, you know, a bit of energy to it. And then this is, I mean, you've performed this live, this album yet?
I've been performing bits of it live, yeah. But this will be the first time I've actually released a record, so I have to kind of get it close-ish to... That's been the beauty about not having a record out, is you can just play whatever you like, and there's no... You don't actually have a sound that you sort of should be getting close-ish to, but...
Because you've got a four-date tour coming up, haven't you, starting in Wellington?
So
that's going to... So you're going to be largely trying to... Will you try and do it... Because it does have this sort of soundtrack slash, I don't know, I don't want to use the word rock opera, but, you know, this kind of... this thematic sort of thing to it. Will you be playing it sort of start to finish-y at all, or...?
I don't think that will be quite possible. I'd probably need another six people in the band, so... I'll try and I think I'll do bits of it like that and then just do because the album's only 36 minutes long and it's probably going to be a little bit too short if I'm headlining.
Yeah,
I have to do something else.
Dazed and Confused said that you were creating a genre all of your own, and the Times of London said that your music defies description. So do you have a name for the music you make?
No, I don't. it's going to change. It's changing heaps. Like the next record I'm doing, it's already. I think this one here is kind of a little bit psychedelic, sort of, and it's got references from sort of 60s and stuff, but I'm actually pretty over it. Like, I just get bored of things really quickly, so right. This next one, yeah, I'm quite excited about.
How does that work with building a fan base? Because obviously, you know, people say love one album, they come along to your second gig, and you go, oh, I'm over that now, and you throw something completely different at them. They're obviously then coming for you, and you're just to see what you're
going
to do, aren't they?
Yeah, hopefully. But I could see it being a problem, but it'll be more of a problem further down the track if you're just doing what ones that have been more popular. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's the first album.
I mean, what is the rest of the year hold for you?
I'm working on a record at the moment. There's a band, UK band called Late of the Pier, and a friend, the guy from that's coming over to New Zealand. We've been working on this record in England called Soft Hair, and we're just going to finish that off here.
Because you recorded this album, or a part of it, in England.
Yeah, just sort of aware of it. The reason why it took so long was because I would just... Maybe I'd come back to New... I came back to New Zealand three times last year to try and finish it off, but I wouldn't give myself enough time. Like, it'd take me a few weeks to kind of wind down and see friends and stuff and stuff around and that,
just
and then I'd like, have no
permanently
time.
Sitting at cafes,
yeah, so the third time I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, is England, would you say it's going to be your home now? It is your home?
Yeah, I spend more time there, although I'm moving to Paris this year.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty.
What are you going to be doing there? Just hanging out?
It's just my base, going to be my base. But
how does that work? I mean, do you have citizenship and those sorts of things?
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yep.
Cool. You're not going to be like an illegal immigrant living in a
No, well, I've been there for nearly 4 years now, so it would have been so much harder. I don't know what I've done. Like, I probably would have had to stick to, I guess, the rules a bit more to get sponsorship through the, you know, like booking agents and stuff, but you got to kind of do things a little bit more the way if you... Yeah. So, yeah, I'd be screwed if I... You know.
with regard to the album, a snatch, is that a rude word?
No, it's not at all.
Because Russell Brown looked it up in the Urban Dictionary and he said it meant, you know, like foof, you know.
Oh, yeah, what's foof?
Well, like if you put a CH at the end of it, it would be the same thing, shall we say. So, no, it's not. What is a snatch then?
It's... turned into it's turned into this just kind of short, small kind of strange people with like high voices where there's a few snats around, like not just really interesting, bizarre, kind of almost creature like humans.
Because there's a snat singing on the album, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a snat singing on the album, yeah.
That was interesting to me because that's not, you know, this is not your usual way of singing, is it? So,
I think that when you're talking about is like if you push on your Adam's apple.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not a rude thing.
No, it's not.
Chode though.
Yeah, chode could be rude.
Yeah, it could be rude.
Yeah, well, because I'd only heard about a chode. I mean, you can look that up. I don't even know if it'll be in the dictionary.
Probably be in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
But you heard about it where?
Yeah, no, that's rude.
That's
sure.
Rude. Okay, good. We've got that sorted out. Cool. So when you say that you'd probably need a few more members to do the whole album justice, who do you draw on? Because you've played someone with Liam Finn joins you.
Yeah, he's going to be in this band playing bass, and his brother Elroy's going to be on drums and... Will Ricketts, he's like Wild Bill Ricketts, mm-hmm. Phoenixville Nation Trump percussion player.
Yep.
He's going to be playing, and Sam from Lay to the Pier, he'll be doing stuff.
And does that work quite easily? Just call up, and say, hey guys, we've got some gigs, you know? Liam must be reasonably busy in his own.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, only yesterday did Liam say, no, definitely be doing it. So, he's busy, but he's got like. I think he's kind of having a bit of a break in writing a new record as well at the same time. So,
cool. So a tour around the country and then summer in Paris. It sounds lovely. We're going to have to leave it there, Conan. But before we go, can we finish with a song? What would you like to hear?
It's Chode, my dear. The rude one.
The rude one. Yeah. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm in Chinatown.
And that's Conan Moccasin, whose new album, Please Turn Me Into the Snat, is out now. And Conan and the Moccasins will be touring around the country from Wellington to Auckland over the 13th to the 27th of March. That's all we've got time for on the show today. If there's something you've missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.
Lose my friend.